Natural Solutions with Dr. J, your source for time-tested and cutting-edge natural medicine approaches to optimize your health, with your host, Dr. J. Sordian.
Well, I think that... the human... Sure, I think movement is really important, and I think music is really important. But I think, the human connection is what's really important. So it's like the relationship is really important, the consistency that, my staff and that we have with the residents on a daily basis to be there for them when they're crying or upset, or that they can rely on that, or there's that's really what's most important to the work that we're doing, and I think would really help somebody's brain too, and I see that as the whole community. It's like a relationship might have a good connection with their nurse or the doctor that comes, or the physical, a lot of the physical therapists are really great, and they, for the short term people, they get a real connection with those people, or the administrator, anybody, and all the people from the community that are coming in, and we have kids working in the garden, and every day there's student groups who come here to train to be CNAs or nurses. And so there's a flow of people coming through. And I think that is, that's really the biggest thing.
And so the heart-to-heart connection is really a key component of...
I think so. Yeah. I mean, we're doing a lot every day, and we do a real variety, and we do, mentally stimulating groups and, creative kinds of things, and music and small groups. And we do mind and body, which is a sensory stimulation program for people who are the most advanced with dementia or had a stroke, or maybe they're not speaking anymore. They can't really initiate an interaction with somebody. So in a small group, volunteers are doing things that stimulate the senses, smelling things, touching things, listening to things, and so that's very good for those people. And we have massage too. We have a massage volunteer who comes, so for some residents they like that, the touch. But I think
so some don't like the touch. Extra touch,
some
would you
people
say
don't. Yeah. I asked you one, you are interested in the massage service? Oh no, maybe later. No, I've never liked it. Oh yes, that would be very nice. Yeah, so it just depends. And so I think, being around young people, having college students come and talk to people about what the hot topics are now, people are interested in that. So just that human connection and enjoying is really important to me. I really feel enjoying our jobs, enjoying the day, enjoying the activities that we're doing is really important too. So enjoying our coworkers, I have a really good staff right now, and enjoying working together and, making ice cream or, whatever we're doing in the day, enjoying is really important. And I believe that, even if you're in a nursing home and you're not feeling too good, you can enjoy if that's possible. So that's really important to me, and I think that those two things help your brain too.
Absolutely. Yeah. Not only helping the residents enjoy what's going on themselves, but also having this enjoyment among the staff.
Yes.
It is infectious in many ways.
And we wear colorful, fun clothing.
Oh, all right.
My staff wears colorful, fun, clothing. Yeah. And that is really important, too. And I have my staff do that.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That really makes a big difference, too. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we don't have to wear a uniform, so everybody comes up with their own thing, but if you walk into the room and you're wearing something fun, or you've got a scarf, or it changes everything. It just is more open and relaxed and fun, and that right there you know, and everybody does it in their own way. But and we do wear dress for occasions as well. So
like holiday things or Halloween, yeah. is that like
party,
a
party? Yes.
Do you have to like avoid scary clothes and stuff or scary masks or anything, or did no?
No, I mean people I don't know that you'd want to be like really gory or some right. bloody thing uh-huh. might scare somebody. Right. But I've been a witch a lot.
they like that.
Most people can tell. We have kids who come dressed in their costumes oh, right. or uh-huh. you know dressing up for the holiday. Yeah, or dressing for the occasions, and you know. And, you know, sometimes people might not say anything, but they feel that. And then some day one resident, oh, I noticed, you know, so-and-so always has a fun outfit on. And it's like, right there, that could change someone's
mm-hmm.
Emotion, you know, just how they're feeling. I think it's really hard to separate the brain from just the emotional well-being
yeah.
of somebody. So
yeah.
it's like that, you know, that's... fun, setting that tone of we're here to have fun and,
uh-huh.
and be, you know, we do all kinds of programs, but at least we're here to enjoy the day and have a good time.
Yeah. Fantastic.
And so those moments, you know, that even if it's just a moment and somebody's laying in bed and even if people, you know, some residents come here and they just fall right into the community programs like that.
Mm.
And we've had people who came from places that hardly had, and you know, didn't have the same kind of activities.
Uh-huh.
And their family will say, oh, you know, there's like such a change in this person in 3 days.
Wow.
They're just like talking again, or they're happier, or, you know, some people. And then some people, maybe they weren't group people, or they
uh-huh.
know they're going home, so it's like they might want to stay, you know, in their room more, visit
uh-huh.
one-to-one, and they'll tell
uh-huh.
us that,
right.
or, you know, a lot of the short-stay people, it just depends. But I think they feel everything anyway. We deliver them a calendar. They know what's going on,
uh-huh.
you know.
Even the short
Yeah,
the short
even
stay.
The short-stay people. You know, and then just whatever someone's kind of strength is, just going with that too,
yeah.
like being very spontaneous. Like
mm-hmm.
we have a schedule, but if something comes to us, it's like just, you know, I'm all about yes, you know. So it's like someone calls, I'm like, yes, let's do that.
Yeah.
Let's figure out how to make that work. So it's like we had a resident who'd done a lot of theater. She was
mm-hmm.
only here for a couple weeks.
Uh-huh.
So she wanted, you know, we said, oh, well, let's read a script. So we read, she picked the play. It was Our Town. And we read the
uh-huh.
first act when she was here. And then she wasn't here anymore. We were like, that went so well. And the residents liked it so much. So we did it the next
week. Oh, fantastic.
Week. You know, it's
uh-huh.
like she read the big part. And
uh-huh.
then, you know, so it's like building on any of those, we do personalized, you know, care
yeah.
with an interdisciplinary team. So I'm meeting with this, we have care conferences later today.
Uh-huh.
So that's with nursing and social service and diet and food is really important. So, you know, we're looking at, you know, if a resident likes to drink wine, if their doctor says it's okay, we have a resident now getting wine at dinner as long as the doctor says
right.
it's okay. So those kinds of things, or somebody likes Pete's coffee and they will go buy it. We might need to bill them for it,
right.
but they could have their
uh-huh.
you know, sometimes it's those little things
yeah.
that can really make
yeah, the little things that
feel
are comfort.
Happy, more personalized.
Yeah, right.
We're small here so people can bring their own belongings, or we have a resident, her cats live here.
Wow.
You
wow,
know,
interesting.
So,
uh-huh.
Yeah, so you know, there's it's those, you know, home like it's a good it's those home like things as
right.
best you can do.
Right.
That are important. So yeah.
Well, this has been great. I appreciate your taking time out of your busy schedule to talk to me.
Yeah.
So hopefully this will all, like, I mean, I was recording this also to make sure that this should work okay. So.
To buy your copy of Superbrain, Maximize Your Brain Health for a Better Life, go to superbrain-thebook.com. That's superbrain-thebook.com. Information can also be found on naturalsolutionswithdrj.com.